We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we're explaining the disadvantage in sleep, but that it's sourced in a very great advantage. And in very short, what we explained is that the body experiences confusion by sleep. But why is there confusion? Because there's something called Etzem HaNefesh, and the Nefesh is going back to its Etzem, which expresses itself in confusion. The reason it expresses itself in confusion is because in the Etzem, all of the Koiches are in a certain way confused, meaning they're all united, they're all one, you can't differentiate. So when that happens, the body experiences a confusion of Koiches. Just to explain a little bit more, there's something called Pratim, details. Then there is the general, and the details are details of the general. But when you talk about the general, you don't see the details. Even though Ein Bechlal Elamasha Befrat, the general is a general of many details. But when you're discussing the general, the details are not apparent. So much more so is that true when you talk about not just a general rule for many details, but when you talk about an essence. When you talk about the essence of something, so that essence may be the essence of many details. But in the essence, you won't find the details. You won't even find the cloud. You won't even find the general rule. You will only find the essence. So all of the details in the essence don't find a place. And more important details and less important details are irrelevant in the essence. And that's what we're talking about over here. Even though all of the details are so much more true in the essence. But when you would visit the essence, if you would pay attention to the essence, you wouldn't see the details. And one detail is more important and has an advantage and is more dominant in the general rule or in the details. That's what we mean, that in the essence, when a person goes back to their essence, all of their kaiches are so much more real and strong, and the potential is infinite. As opposed to when that essence manifests itself and expresses itself. So then there are differences in the rule, in the general, in the details. There are so many differences. That's when a person is awake. When a person is asleep, the nefesh goes back to its essence, goes back to its etzem. And then again, the way the person experiences that is in a way of dreams and confusion. We are also, it's not apparent what's more important, what's less important, what should be dominating, what shouldn't. And that's more or less the explanation of what we're talking about over here. So at the time of sleep, on the one end, it's a gewaldike experience where the person is going back to their essence. But on the other end, sleep is so much lower of a state of being than being awake. And again, this is what we're explaining. Now, we also explained that this is why galus is similar to a uber, a child in the womb. Why? Because on the one hand, the child is, so to speak, confused. The head is between the knees. So what's higher, the knees or the head? And the child eats and sustains itself through the stomach, not in the normal order of things that it should go through the mouth and then descend to the body and spread out to the body. It starts in the body. That's confusing. That's confusion. And that's like a person that's asleep. At the same time, what do we say? The child is experiencing something that it cannot experience while being born and living in this world. Melam denayse kol ha-tayra kula. Can experience the most infinite experience. Why? Again, because this is this unique state of being, which is called galus, that on the one hand, it's the greatest possibility. On the other hand, the way we experience it in our world, it's darkness. We said that nadada shnas means when I'm experiencing sleep while awake. So generally, that's a very negative description, that you're awake, but you're just like you're sleeping. Over here, it's the opposite. It's you're sleeping, meaning to say you reached your etzem, but you can experience that in an awake and conscious way. Let's go further in hey, and again, we'll continue to go back and try to explain as much as we can. When the Goyim came into the Heichal, so they saw the Kruvim. We know the Kruvim were male and female, and they were facing each other, and they were intimate with each other.
Al
The question is, that the Rebbe speaks about in many places. And that is, we know that when the Kruvim faced each other and were, so to speak, hugging and being intimate with each other, that was a sign that Hashem, the male, the Zachar, is feeling close and loving to the Nekeva, to the Yidden. As opposed to when the Kruvim faced back to back, that was like the biggest Richok, the biggest distance, where male and female are standing next to each other but facing two different directions. That's when Hashem is, so to speak, upset with the Yidden. So why is it that at the time of Churban, when there was destruction, which seemingly is the lowest point that the Yidden are, when Hashem has to destroy the home, so to speak, and leaves us, at the same time, at that time, Hashem is facing us. That's l'chaira, a contradiction. Specifically at that time of disconnection, there's a very, very deep connection, an essential connection. We were then experiencing our essential connection to Hashem. But again, when a person, it can remain in essence. It can remain on the level of essence. And on the conscious level, there's a disconnect. The way we're experiencing it is disconnection, but really it's the essential connection. Chazal tell us that before a person, a man, leaves town, he needs to remember his wife, he needs to be intimate with his wife. Because in Galos, it's like Hashem left us. So now we're understanding why Hashem was, so to speak, intimate with us at the time of Churban. Because Hashem was leaving, but it was only a temporary leaving, and it's only an external leaving. That's why Hashem is intimate with us before he leaves, like a man needs to remember his wife, to basically express to his wife that it's only my body, I'm only physically, externally leaving you, but I am always intimately with you. As we actually just had in the Hayyamim of Yod Adar Sheni, that before a person travels, he should make a chassidus shefarbringen and get brachas from his friends. And as it's known, the Rebbe says, chassidim zegen in zichnisht. Chassidim don't really depart from one another. And again, it's just the physical departing, but really, they're all one. They're all one family, maybe connected to this idea. Now we can understand on a deeper level why galos is like a state of pregnancy and geula is like a state of birth. What happens when male and female are intimate? That is the beginning of the creation of a new child. But stage number one is pregnancy. So what happens is there's conception and that's all in the mother's womb. And then we have the fetus, which again, as we said, the child's head is between his knees. And throughout pregnancy, the baby develops, again, starting off as an etzem, starting off as the essence of a human being, which happens at the moment of conception and the moment of intimacy. And then that baby develops, the child develops. And then finally, the baby is born and enters the world. What happens at the moment of Churban, when Hashem is absolutely intimate with us in the deepest level, like the level of intimacy where the two, the male and the female, come in absolute unison and unity. And at that moment, there's creation of the child. Same thing as with Hashem and us. At the moment of Churban, Hashem shows us his deepest, essential connection to us as a father and a child, or husband and wife. At that moment, it already begins, because there's the essence, but it's hidden, like the child in the state of pregnancy. And what happens is really there's growth every moment of galos. What happens next is there's the birth, and then we see what was accomplished and what happened at the moment of Churban. We're able to experience it and see that essential connection that happens between Hashem and Yidden. Hamshach Yavei in the next year, Mirtz Hashem.